And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of December, 2012. It's the anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, 1941. 2,400 Americans died when Japanese planes attacked the fleet in Hawaii. A day which shall live in infamy, said President Roosevelt in his speech to Congress, which declared war on Japan the following morning, and it was the beginning of World War II. It was 40 years ago today, Apollo 17 astronauts took a famous photograph of Earth known as the Blue Marble, because that's what the planet looked like, a blue marble floating against black velvet space. The sun was at the astronauts' back, and so the planet is lit up. You can distinctly see blue and white and brown and green. You can see a cyclone forming over the Indian Ocean. The picture became a symbol of the environmental movement of the 1970s, taken from 28,000 miles away from Earth. It was the last time that astronauts were on a lunar mission. Since then, no humans have gotten far enough away from Earth to take a photograph like it. It's the birthday of Willa Cather, born near Winchester, Virginia, 1873. When she was a little girl, family moved to their homestead in Nebraska near Red Cloud, and she gave up the woods and the hills and the meadows of Virginia for, she said, a country as bare as a piece of sheet iron. But she came to love Nebraska. She moved to New York City. She had a successful career as an editor of McClure's magazine, lived in a row house on Washington Square Park. After 10 years, quit the job so she could write full-time, and she wrote novels about the pioneer life of her childhood, O Pioneers and My Antonia and Death Comes for the Archbishop. And it's the birthday of Noam Chomsky, born Philadelphia, 1928, the linguist who came out with the theory that there is an innate, instinctive impulse to language in the human brain, similar to flight in birds and swimming in fish. He wrote about it in his book Syntactic Structures, 1957. Here's a poem by Willa Cather on her birthday, a poem entitled L'Envoi. Where are the loves that we have loved before, when once we are alone and shut the door? No matter whose the arms that held me fast, the arms of darkness hold me at the last. No matter down what primrose path I tend, I kiss the lips of silence in the end. No matter on what heart I found delight, I come again unto the breast of night. No matter when or how love did befall, 'tis loneliness that loves me best of all. And in the end she claims me, and I know that she will stay, though all the rest may go. No matter whose the eyes that I would keep near in the dark, 'tis in the eyes of sleep that I must look and look forevermore, when once I am alone and shut the door. L'Envoi, a poem by Willa Cather, from her collection April Twilights, published by Amerion House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar and edited by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.